Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, March 2nd. A Tesla Cybertruck is not coming to the market until next year, but sources at Tesla are telling Electrek that the electric pickup is already boosting sales and helping Tesla keep its momentum, despite the fact that buyers don't have access to any federal tax credit in the United States. Sources familiar with Tesla's U.S. sales told Electrek that the automaker's management has given its North American sales team roughly the same delivery goal as the previous quarter. They are reporting strong demand in the first quarter, and sources attribute it, at least partly, to the Cybertruck unveiling in November of last year. One source told Electrek that some Cybertruck reservation holders are opting to lease a Model 3 until they can take delivery of the electric pickup truck. Tesla is going to deploy more autopilot functionality quicker after a core rewrite of its system, which is coming out soon, according to CEO Elon Musk. Musk tweeted, quote, "We need to finish work on autopilot core foundation code and 3D labeling. Then functionality will happen quickly. Not long now," close quote. He added, quote, "The driving visualization can now display additional objects that include stoplights, stop signs, and select road markings," close quote. With the full self-driving capabilities seeming to be postponed into oblivion, this is encouraging progress for fans of the feature. Tesla is starting to ship Model Y electric SUVs by the truckload out of its factory in California, ahead of the start of deliveries in a few weeks. The automaker has given some customer delivery windows between March 15th and 30th. However, this has not stopped social media contributors from snagging photos and videos of test vehicles currently in the wild. In a now-rescinded YouTube video, one user grabbed a spy shot of the interior of the soon-to-be-delivered Model Y. Details of the video confirm the Model Y shares a lot in common with the Model 3, right down to the seats. Other features include an enormous glass roof, a USB Type-C connector in the rear of the center console, and a cigarette lighter port in the trunk, presumably for camping, tire repairs, or the convenience of an unnecessary business associate transported in the rear. Tesla has often been criticized for the fit and finish of its early production vehicles, and Sterling Picton spotted a Model Y production intent unit at a Tesla engineering building in Fremont, and he has shared a few of the pictures with Electrek to get a close look at that fit and finish. Although the vehicle looks clean and professional, Picton said the vehicle, quote, "had a form sitting on the dash noting items that needed to be addressed, a short checklist including things like the interior fitment, exterior fitment, UI, etc." Close quote. Concluding our Tesla coverage today, after about two total weeks of work, the forest on Tesla's Giga Berlin site is now gone. Tesla has finished what they call phase one of their forest clearance project this week, just before the early March deadline. The project was fraught with delays from environmental groups, water usage concern, nesting bats, and latent World War II bombs. Tesla's next step is to actually build a factory, which they hope will be in operation by July of 2021. In an interview today titled "Porsche Will Become More Electric, But Not the 911," the Porsche CEO, Oliver Blum, said, quote, "Around 50% of all Porsche vehicles could be sold with an electric or hybrid drive by 2025. However, Porsche will always offer combustion engines, particularly in the 911. But we can't stop the onward march of electromobility," close quote. In the meantime, Porsche has been putting a lot of stock in its first all-electric vehicle, the Taycan, with plans to have a capacity to produce about 40,000 electric vehicles. Hyundai announced that it will be making its Kona electric crossover at its manufacturing plant in Nosovice, Czech Republic, this month. The plant plans to produce 30,000 units of the Kona electric per year, and that increase will allow Hyundai to triple sales of zero-emission vehicles in Europe, thereby reducing wait times. In a profile of the Volkswagen CEO Herbert Diess, the Financial Times reported today that the German automaker has enough supply of EV batteries for 1 million EVs through 2023. He said profitability will begin with its first electric SUV, and despite headwinds, the Volkswagen chief says it's prepared to deliver on its EV promises to become a fast follower behind Tesla's lead. Diess explained, quote, "Elon Musk is taking risks we couldn't. So I think we make a good pair because he's pulling ahead and we're fast followers. We try to keep as close as possible," close quote. The Geneva Motor Show has been canceled due to the coronavirus, during which time several new EVs were slated to be released publicly. In the confusion, leaked images of the new stylish electric Fiat 500e have been released. The pictures reveal a redesigned dashboard with a widescreen in the center of the dash, slightly flattened steering wheel, a flattened center tunnel, and a single circular driver's display unit. The exterior shots reveal the third generation as bolder, cleaner, and less retro than its predecessor, and the photos of the fully retractable roof are especially inviting. In Electrek's aviation coverage, the first prototype of the Jet eVTOL aircraft, out of two, was destroyed in a fire. It will be replaced by the only one left in the flight test program. The startup company, Lilium, said, quote, "Flight testing of the second Lilium jet will only begin when we have discovered the root cause of the fire and implemented any necessary updates to the aircraft. Safety is our key concern." Close quote. In Electrek's green energy brief, Inder M. Goklany, a longtime employee of the U.S. Interior Department, inserted false claims into at least 9 reports. Falsifications include that CO2 is actually a benefit, it may increase water plant efficiency or lengthen agricultural growing season, and that scientists don't agree that the Earth is warming. 6 months ago, Category 5 Hurricane Dorian devastated the northern Bahamas, and the power grid was not spared in that destruction. The island nation has turned to solar microgrids in its rebuilding process with the Island Energy Program, which is run by the Rocky Mountain Institute. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, the latest car brand to enter the electric bike market is Jeep. The company has just announced that pre-orders are going live today for Jeep's electric bicycle. The bike is sporting a dual suspension, large disc brakes, Pafang Ultra mid-drive motor, and an integrated battery. The price for this bike is $5,899. And finally, Electrek's Micah Toll extols the virtues of using an electric mountain bike as a commuting vehicle. Among the top 5 reasons include better components, greater comfort, and higher power output. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.